Blog Talk Radio.
And love, family, peace and love. Thank you for tuning in to another live edition of Twin Flame Radio.
Yeah.
All right there. My name is Divine Queen and I'm here with my lovely enlightened king. Chris, say what's up to the fam.
What's good, family? What it do is Ike Turner here to serve you.
Oh, man. Did you say Ike Turner?
Yeah, Ike Turner.
Oh, Chris.
I'm just joking, fam. I'm just joking. Eat the cake.
I ain't gonna lie, I like that part in the song.
Yeah, me
eat
too.
Eat the cake. Anime. Eat the cake. All right. It's going to be a serious show.
Yes.
What am I saying? We don't know how to
that
be serious.
Do
we,
don't
do we don't know how to be serious at all. But we do. We do. We know how to be serious. We're fun people. We're jovial.
We're jovial.
We're very jovial.
We're spiritually jovial.
We're spiritual nuts.
Pretty much. We're two.
Well, fam, tonight we got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be going in on abusive relationships. Unfortunately, this is something that a lot of people have witnessed and gone through in their lives or will go through. So we want to make sure that we're touching on, you know, the many facets of abuse. We want to make sure that we're showing you how to find your voice, learning how to walk away, discovering, this is important right here, discovering why you're connected to your abuser. A lot of people don't understand that there's a deeper science to it than
it really is.
A physical relationship.
It really is.
And another good one, deep one, how to love again.
How to love again.
So, before we go in, we're going to do like we always do, because that's what we do, because we do it that way. We don't talk about what we want to talk about.
That's it.
So, Chris, what you got to say?
You know, I want to talk about our weekend.
All right.
I want to talk about Conscious Kitchen. Because that's
you. You know, we got a Conscious Kitchen. It's turned into a weekend thing now.
That's what we do on Saturdays. You know, Friday we went to Piata.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday we went to Conscious Kitchen. And Sunday we went to Cheddar's.
So fam probably thinking like, that's all they do is eat.
That's all we do. When you see us, you see me gain weight. But we love you.
We do. We love to eat.
I mean, I'm just being real, family. When you're winning, you just win on all facets of life. You do what you want to do.
And, you know, we're always just
on the go.
On the go. We're always on the go. So, for us, it's just easy just to eat while we're out.
Our website, I know, I stay busy. Like, after this call, I got another consultation due right. I'm just be busy. And I'm winning, though. You can't be mad.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Ain't nobody getting beat.
Well, we did do, well, this weekend, a lot of people celebrated Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is technically in two more days.
Wednesday, right?
Wednesday, yeah. But a lot of people celebrated it over the weekend.
Yeah.
And we went to a wine tasting event.
We did. You were there for 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. You know, that's one thing about being spiritual, family, that you just can't take the mundane mind in.
Yeah, it's hard. And I know it doesn't, it may sound kind of
Spiritually bougie.
But, you know, when you are on a certain level, it's just, you know, people who aren't on that level, not to say that we're above them or anything like that. They're just on a different plane of existence.
That's it.
It just, you know, it doesn't gel.
I only want to do spiritual stuff. That's it.
Yeah.
If it ain't spiritual, I ain't trying to hear it.
You know, I thought you were going to try to make that rhyme.
I was going to, but I don't have bars. I don't have bars. Shout out to the God, Ali. He's the only dude I know got spiritual bars. Peace, peace.
Yeah, so last weekend, what did we talk about last week? We talked about relationship magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a good show.
That was a great show.
We've been doing a lot of focusing on relationships this month because, you know, this is the month of love.
That's it.
We're twin flames.
Right.
And, you know, that's what we did.
I'll show you how to smack it right. You
gotta
cuff that hand,
bro. Yeah, you gotta cuff the hand.
Gotta cuff the hand.
She's gonna make somebody mad.
What you doing back there, boy?
And another great thing that happened just today, your interview dropped. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I was on Healing Conversations with Empress V.
Shout out to Empress V.
Shout out. And I was on a show pubbing my book, Poverty Consciousness, and just pubbing myself pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the longest, I've just been in the shadows, helping people on the low, just, you know, just being a spiritual guru on the low. But in order to, I want to aspire to inspire people pretty much. So I'm going to start presenting myself out there more.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's what I did. You know, that was my first time being on someone's show. Won't be the last. So it was a great show.
It was a great
experience. She
asked
some great questions. It's kind of hard for me to divulge all I know. Like, yeah, I know this, I know that, I do you. Until I'm asked a question. And she was asking some good questions.
She was. I was there in person, you know, supporting you and trying to be quiet, not laughing in the background because...
People don't know it was a snowstorm on the way there.
It was.
I had a stressful day at work.
Yeah.
I was coming straight off the street.
But you couldn't tell. It was a great interview. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, so let's get in on this abusiveness.
Yeah.
Let's get in on it. So, first off, let's discuss the many facets of abuse, because a lot of people think that when you first hear about abuse, you know, the initial thing you think of is
somebody getting beat.
Someone getting beat.
Yeah.
You know, but there it goes a lot deeper than that.
It does.
You know, so you have what, your mental abuse,
physical abuse, psychological abuse,
emotional abuse,
definitely emotional abuse. That's one of the most ones.
Spiritual abuse. I mean, it just, abuse is abuse.
Verbal abuse.
Abuse is basically giving someone a treatment in a demeaning manner.
Yeah.
Not showing them respect, not showing them love. It's kind of like you're bullying with love.
Yeah, you're bullying.
With
definitely.
So-called love,
with
I should
so-called
say.
So-called love. You're bullying. Yeah. When your mate doesn't feel good, that's abuse.
That is abuse.
You know what I mean? Because if I'm making Kool-Aid, I'm always getting a full cup and you're getting a shot, that's abuse. That's abuse. Give your girl a whole cup. and you're like, thank you, man. You're getting used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. When I think about abuse, I think about someone who's in the power to make someone else feel small, to belittle them, to disrespect them, to use your strength.
Spirit?
Wow. Use your strength.
Using the road right now.
I don't know if the fam heard that, but someone just was speeding down the street like they was about to go beat somebody.
I mean, but in every relationship, there's always one party that's a little stronger than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always the man abusing the woman. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's the woman abusing the man, you know?
I just saw a mistake I made.
It's all good, babe. Yeah. You know, we're winning, so it doesn't matter about our mistakes.
So, a lot of people also think that when you think about, let's start out with abusive relationships,
okay,
because that's, you know, the one that pops into everyone's mind. A lot of people think that when you bring up abusive relationships, you're thinking about the man beating up on the woman.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so evolved these days.
Yeah.
Women are beating on men.
Yeah.
Women are beating on other women.
Yeah.
Men are beating on other men.
Yeah.
Beating on children.
Yeah.
Beating on elderly.
Babies.
I mean, it's just getting ridiculous.
Animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
getting ridiculous out here.
Yeah. I mean, but there's so many people hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I call it the vampire bite. When something's done to you that's real traumatic, subconsciously, in order for you to deal with it and to gain the power back,
mm-hmm.
it's by doing it to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the vampire bite. You got to get that blood. And the blood is you doing what was done unto you.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes an evolved mind and an evolved person to say, you know what? It happened to me. It happened in my past. I forgive myself for this. And now it's time to move on.
You know, and unfortunately, too many of us have either been victims of abusive relationships or we've seen abusive relationships growing up and
mm-hmm.
within our own families, with our friends, with our loved ones. And it's got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It has to stop. People are dying. People are being injured. People are being, you know, broken down to the point where they don't know how to love not only anyone else, they don't know how to love themselves anymore.
Yeah. I've seen people abused by nothing. That's abuse, where just not doing anything.
Neglect.
My father abused me because I didn't get a call on birthdays, Christmases. I didn't see him.
That's neglect.
I was down in 80 double hockey sticks, and my God-given protector wasn't in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn to protect myself. But I made a choice. I was like, you know what? I know how this feels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let my child ever even fathom not having her daddy in her life. It had nothing to do with my mom. She did her job.
Mm-hmm.
But my father dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that was abuse to me.
Yeah.
That was abuse because I wasn't equipped like other young men were that may have had their father in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think that growing up in the hood is a bad thing, but when no one got their daddy around, you're all on the same playing field, and
mm-hmm.
you become brothers for life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can abuse someone by just not doing nothing, too.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. And I think that kind of plays in with the psychological abuse.
Yeah.
Or emotional abuse.
Yeah.
Maybe both.
Both?
Mm-hmm.
No emotion. If you don't show a baby love
mm-hmm.
when they're born, they will die.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If you don't... We need contact. That's the type of beings we are. That's why a lot of people, when they get incarcerated and get in a hole, when they come out, it takes them years if they ever get back to their right mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a lot of homies that ain't the same no more after going through those ordeals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to help them, but it's like, ain't much I can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you're going to have to deal with yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, I think if you grow up in a home where you're not shown love, you're not really given any attention or anything like that, it can mess with your mind. It can mess with your mind. And if you're not treated for it, if you're not able to speak to someone, certified, licensed therapist or mm-hmm. anything like that, then you carry that into your adulthood and you become kind of like a shadow of yourself. You're not even really existing.
Yeah, it's like your yourself is in a glass with a lid on it, and you're this exterior crazy person, mm-hmm. but you're still inside saying, "Help me, help me." You know what I'm saying?
Saying what?
Help me, help me. That's real. Well, you know, physical abuse to me isn't as bad as psychological abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you abuse someone physically, most people will get fed up over a while. Like, you know what, I'm tired of this. And they either rebel or leave or get killed. But psychological abuse, it messes with you for relationships and lifetimes.
Yeah, it does a lot. It does more damage to the point where you can't heal. When there's physical abuse involved, you know, you get bruised, it heals. You mm-hmm. get cut, it heals itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, psychological abuse stays with you.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a aura that's bestowed upon your children. You know what I mean? Because if my mom was abused or something like that, and I'm not saying she was, but the way she treated me was because she was abused. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't really hit me a lot or anything like that. She may give me a good backhand, like, hey, watch out that now, boy. But it wasn't like really abuse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you go through things just so your children don't have to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tougher life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, physically, my father wasn't in my life, but when he spiraled into this reality, that's the life he chose so I can be the strong man that I am today.
Right.
So he chose a harder path spiritually just so I would be the man, because he missed out a lot. He missed out on Chris Enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to have a little dude like me running around, you know, but I got little D and she's just as great now,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, you know, raising children and you see them becoming like this amazing being, that's so rewarding to mm-hmm. watch them manifest and grow.
Yeah.
You know, as my father got older, he told me, like, man, you're a great man. You taught me how to love. You taught me how to be a man. After when I was 23, he was telling me this,
mm-hmm.
crying and all that stuff. And I was like, you know, that's a whole other story. That's a whole other story, family.
And that's another topic we can
deal
with.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I grew up in a family of just tough women.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the women that were in my family, if most of them weren't abused, there were a couple who did suffer some abusive relationships. And even though they were being abused, you wouldn't have never guessed it, because they just carried themselves like they were the strongest, you know, people in the world. You know, you would have thought that, you know, they could take anything. And so my mother, because of, you know, the abuse that had happened in my family, always instilled in me that, you know, you don't ever let a man put his hands on you. As soon as he even seems like he's going to put his hands on you, leave. Don't wait for the smack. Walk out the door. The only smacking sound should be the door slamming behind you. You know, and that, you know, was just always something that I admired, was the strength of the women in my family and how they didn't really take a whole lot and they didn't deal with things. And so, you know, that's how I came into my relationship, is like, you know, you're not gonna run over me. And, you know, and it was kind of like a tug of war type of thing, because, you know,
you wanted
to be a leader, I wanted to be the leader, had to find that balance.
In order for this to work, I told you, you're from a long line of strong women. And that was attractive to me, because I'm from a long line of strong women, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen qualities in you that I've seen in my mom and the woman that helped raise me, my great aunt. So I was attracted to that strength. You know, I remember you, they don't know, Divine Queen was knuckling up chicks in school. She's a cute girl, but she had hands. And I was like, who's that little red boat over there bullying people? What else?
I never bullied people.
You didn't bully people. You just
I defended
someone,
bullying.
You defended you defended yourself well. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was just attracted to that. You know, because like, oh, he didn't know I was a fighter too. You know, but that's a whole other story. Because I act like this happy-go-lucky, jovial dude.
Mm-hmm.
He would have never known I was from the hood unless, yeah. But yeah, I'm just thinking about when we were younger. I just stopped you from kicking that girl's butt that time. Remember that? I was like, why are you going to beat up on her, man? See, I know she did that. When you told me the story, I understood.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't abuse, so that's a whole other story.
Nah,
yeah, sorry. Abuse. Sorry, fam. Just being real, though.
So what about mental abuse? Because we both know a couple from back in the day where one of them was extremely smart.
Yeah.
And the other one wasn't.
She was just challenged mentally. Let's just say that. We can't say smart, just say challenged mentally.
Okay.
Yeah. Because smart and hurt.
I don't know. Those both sound kind of bad. I mean, how do you say that in a good way?
You like, can't. Yeah, but it's better than dumb.
Well, I didn't say dumb.
Yeah.
But anyway, and the smart person,
mm-hmm.
the smarter person.
There you go.
Smarter person.
There you go.
Would mentally put down the less smarter person.
Yeah.
And would make them feel dumb.
Yeah.
In front of everyone.
Crying, snotting, all that. I'm like...
And I just thought it was awful. It made me feel so bad to the point where, I cannot stand a bully. I just cannot stand a bully.
I'll never forget being in Massive Mole, and I told that person, if you call that person a B one more time around me, we going to have some problems, bruh. I can't take it no more.
Right.
I just can't take you making that person who's not as smart feel he was dumber. I couldn't take it. They wouldn't do it around me any longer.
Right.
But you could tell it was still being
But
done.
It was still being done.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was just their insecurities coming
mm-hmm.
out.
And that's what I was going to lead up to is that a lot of times when people are both the abuser and the abusee, it's because there are some issues that they have this going on with them. There's some kind of insecurities. There's some kind of lack of confidence. There's some sort of, you know,
deep-rooted
problems.
Yeah. Yeah, it's deep-rooted,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And it could come from, you know, from the person who's being abused, maybe a lack of love, maybe a lack of attention, maybe, you know, not being taught their self-worth. You know, it's really hard for me to really go in on what I think it is because this is just my opinion.
Well, it's like a person like from the hood who doesn't have money. They always want to look like they got money.
Mm-hmm.
But the folks who got the money want to fit on in because they don't care about it.
Man, there's some people out here got money you would never think got
you
money.
You would never think got money. I'm like, man, you got money. Like, yeah.
You had the outfit on yesterday.
Yeah, I'm a millionaire. He's like, what? Man.
Change your pants.
Yeah. Yeah, but you just never know. And those type of people need to feel like they're bigger than they are,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
Yeah, but like you, I was the bully beater, too. I can't stand bullies.
Mm-mm.
You know, I backed away now because I'm like, you know, I don't have time to be, you know, bully beating people. So, you know, I just leave it alone and go about it. If it's not directly affecting me, I'm out.
Mm.
You know.
So let's go in a little bit about helping victims to find their voice.
You know, before we do that, I want to talk about the other side of the abuse, like parental abuse, because I got a homie, and I got a lot of homies that's gone through this, where they're no longer with the woman because they may have cheated or whatever it may be, may have found another woman that they wanted to be with, didn't want to be with their baby's mother or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and the baby's mother abused them by not allowing them to have their children in their lives.
Mm.
You know, that's a form of abuse because we hear about the child not getting seen as dad or all that, but we very rarely, or there's the the men that are working 2, 3, 4 jobs trying to pay this high child support and still not being able to get their child, we don't hear about that side of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of young black men who may have had a record or whatever, and they are not fortunate enough to have one job where they can sustain themselves and a second party family.
Mm-hmm.
They're catching a bus. They can't get their license because they're so far behind on child support. But when you get locked up, your child support doesn't stop. It just compounds. So if you get 5 years, you've been paying $600 a month. That's $707,200 in 1 year. You've been gone for 5 years, you know?
You know, that topic is a topic that I think deserves its own show, because
yeah.
That's something that we can just go in on so many different levels. And that's something I would love to hear
it's
people call in and talk about,
yeah.
You know, people who've gone through that or,
you know, that type of, that's some real abuse.
It is.
Because I've been on the phone with guys, you know, tough dudes, you know, literally crying, like, you know, hey, man, what am I going to do, bro? I love my kids, but you know, I'm going crazy here. You know, that's abuse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, back to finding your voice.
So before we do that, I just want to remind the fam that if you have any questions and you or comments, or you just want to say what's
yeah.
up to the queen and her king, you can give us a call at 619-924-0835. And if you're already on the line, just hit number 1 and we'll bring you on through.
And this is a sacred place, family. You know, we're jovial. We joke around, but...
And another thing, a lot of times I will get direct messages on Facebook Messenger because a lot of people don't like to call in. They don't want to, you know, share. They don't want to be heard or share their voice. So if you want to send me a message, you got a question or a comment or something, feel free to hit me up that way as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, finding your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So when you've been belittled, when you've been beat down, when you've been just broken, how do you find your voice? How do you find the strength to move on?
You know, it all depends on what you have going on. If you have children and you love your children, and you love your children, you can't allow your children to see you in that image of being weak.
Mm-hmm.
Because children are not going to remember what you say, but they're going to remember what they see. Especially if you have little girls and boys. So if you're a father abusing the mom and you have a child in the home, they're going to manipulate that. That's going to be their go-to. That's going to be their default mechanism, abuse, because that's what they've seen. And if you're a woman getting abused, your pretty little princess is going to think that it's okay because mama was abused too. Oh, they love me because they hit me, and daddy used to hit mama.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to find your voice, even if you're scared, is to love yourself enough. Love yourself more than the situation you're in. If you're not being treated the way you need to be treated, leave.
Mm-hmm.
Leave. Trust in yourself. Trust in the spirit that they'll have you. I've never known anyone to leave an abusive relationship and die out in the street. But I've known plenty of people to get harmed staying in that abusive relationship.
You know, I believe that it starts with first acknowledging that there is a problem. A lot of people will accept the abuse. They either feel as if they brought it on, they deserved it. Well, they make excuses for the other person. They're having a rough time. Things aren't going the way they normally would. They're out of work. They're stressed, whatever the case may be. They have a drug problem, drinking problem, whatever the case may be. So I think that the first part of that is that you have to first admit to yourself that this isn't right. This isn't what love is supposed to be. And that's for men or women. If women are beating on men, you know, you need to speak up.
Yeah.
You got to admit that there's a problem. And I think that we get so caught up in trying to portray this perfect relationship or this perfect family, this wonderful love, that we don't want people to know that, you know, this kind of thing could happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this can't happen to me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so-and-so.
Yeah.
I don't want people to know that I'm weak like this. I don't want people to know that this kind of thing is going on. I got news for you people. People recognize it. They may not say anything but they recognize it.
Yeah, I'm a martial artist, so I can tell when a woman has scar tissue around their brow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not natural for a woman to have a protruding brow like that. Mm-hmm. That's from taking a lot of knuckles to the face.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell, like, wow, her face is like, I can just tell. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can put on makeup, but you can't hide it. And I can just feel when most people are being abused. You know, like the way their man talk to them, how nervous they are around their man. You know what I mean? Your woman should feel comfortable around you. You shouldn't come in the room when they start swallowing real hard. Oh, he's coming. Oh, he's shut up. They shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I also believe that.
It's kind of hard to make an abuse show fun.
I know.
I'm like, where's the fun? Anybody getting abused and like it, call in. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking, family. I couldn't help myself.
We can't do a serious show.
I'm not laughing at your abuse. I'm laughing at me.
Okay. So someone sent me a message and said sometimes it's not easy to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to make sure that it's understood that when we say finding your voice, I'm not saying, you know, going off on that person like, you better not hit me. That might get you hit again.
Yeah.
When I'm saying finding your voice, I mean finding your truth.
Yeah. You know, I can't really say what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can say it, but I'm like a really vengeful person. Like, you know, you beat me and I can't beat you, you're going to be paralyzed. You're going to drink the wrong Kool-Aid. The lemonade going to be tainted. And then I'm going to just, you know, hey, you can't fight with your fist, fight with your mind, boo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being real.
Well, that leads us to learning how to walk away.
And not saying what I'm saying is right. I'm just saying, you might have to paralyze me and get out of there. Can't run. You know what I'm saying? Put some tacks in the shoes or something so he can't chase you. I got a warrior mindset.
Yeah,
though.
You do.
Oh, you brush your teeth? Okay, you got nails in your tooth, bro. What's going on here? I'm just saying.
Now you done gave people ideas.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. You got to fight back.
All right. Or learn how to walk away. So, walking away. All right. Peace, family. Sorry about that.
Spirit was telling us to stop being so funny.
Stop being joking about this stuff.
Serious.
Yeah.
I'm taking it serious going forward. Taking it serious.
Yes, Chris. Take it serious.
Taking it serious.
So, we were saying, learning how to walk away. So what do you do when it's time to just, you know, walk away? I think that, and I know you'll agree, well, I believe that, it's just important to be like, forget everything. Leave everything behind.
Mm-hmm.
Your life is more important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call the police. A lot of people don't want to call them. They don't want to get the police involved.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to get the man involved in their relationship. They don't want to show up at court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in some cases, I understand why, because they're afraid that that's just going to make it worse.
Yeah.
And I get that. And if you're afraid that if you do any kind of retaliation that it's going to get worse, then it's best for you just to go.
Yeah.
There's programs out there where people are willing to help you, you know, confide in your family, your friends, anyone who loves you will be willing to help you. They should want the best for you.
Yeah. I mean, the beauty of it all is, when you leave an abusive relationship, you're not winning in that relationship. Anything's better than that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's places you can go. There's always places you can go, people that will take you in.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is just trust in the universe that you're making the right decision and visualize a brighter day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have to take a leap out on what most folks call faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And trust that the Creator didn't put you here to be abused like that.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't realize that the reason why you're attracting abusers is because there's, let's just say, entities that are within you that are like beacons for people that beat, because there's no one that has a tattoo on their head say, hey, I'm okay with being beat. People just know.
Mm-hmm.
The same way they know, like, oh, she can't be beat. That's why they don't go after those chicks.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look within yourself to find out, why am I keep attracting men that treat me this way? You know?
And that's a great lead into discovering why you're connected to your abuser.
Mm-hmm.
So many people believe that, you know, there's something about me that keeps attracting this type of person. And that is true,
mm-hmm.
but it goes so much deeper than that. There is more than likely some sort of spiritual connection that you are tied in with this person. In another past life, you may have been the abuser in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You may have been abused by that person in a previous relationship,
yeah.
and you came back to learn how to become stronger and break away from this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may, like Chris said earlier, you may have entities within you that attracts people like this or make people like that attractive to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when you're around, when you're a woman and you're around men and you, it's not a real smell. I mean, there is, but that testosterone, you smell it, it's just like, wow, I don't know what it is about him. He's just driving me crazy.
Those pheromones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's much more to it than just, you know, that raw smell. It's the energy
yeah.
that you're smelling. It's that energy that's attracting you to that person.
You know, when I was younger, my great aunt, peace and blessings be upon her, she used to talk to me about sexual spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always say, some women just have sexual spirits. If you find yourself around a woman and you don't know why you just want to jump her bones, that's what she said, jump her bones, beware. Because there's some women, you just hear their voice and you just get excited, like, oh my God, the time is 7:50. She's like, man, she's having a time. Oh, wow. Whew, I need a drink. And then there's some women that'll be just in their birthday suit, and you're like, I'm tired. So I just think that it goes both ways. Just like there's sexual spirits, there's abusing spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And the pheromone, there is that skeet, you know, giving off, you find receptive, and they find you like, okay, I can beat her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like that. And you have to change that about yourself. You need to start vibrating higher. Your vibe literally attracts your tribe, you know, regardless of your financial situation. That has nothing to do with your vibration. There are some people without a dime that are vibrating extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people with money that are vibrating extremely low.
Mm-hmm.
So it all goes back to whatever inside of you dictates your paradigm. So if you're abused inside, you feel like there's poverty in life, you're going to attract a poverty-stricken reality.
Mm-hmm.
So it all stems from you. Everything that you experience in your life is something you're creating. Everything on a quantum level, you know? So if you're always consumed with, oh, he's beating me, oh, he keeps beating me, you're telling the universe, okay, that's what she thinks about all the time, I'm going to give her more of it. We need to really be careful about how we view ourselves and what we think about. What we think about is the key to everything, how you think. That's why I always say I'm winning. Since I've been saying I've been winning. I used to worry about struggling, oh, woe is me, my life is this and that, and my life was that. Even if you don't feel as if you're winning, brainwash your subconscious mind into winning.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say it so much. I see other people saying hashtag winning, and I look at them, I say, wow, they're starting to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Spirit told me to start doing that. I didn't just feel like, I'm going to just start saying winning. I was like, you know what? I need to start winning.
Mm-hmm.
And I start saying it. We all need to be warriors and whatever. If you're a baker, be a warrior baker. You know what I mean? Whatever you're doing, you need to be a warrior at it. None of us are here to be like meek. We're here to win. We're here to enjoy life. You know, unfortunately, we've been brainwashed into believing that the when you suffer, you're going to get your reward when you die. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't make sense, people. And people take that like, yeah, I'm suffering. Ooh, I'm going to win when I die.
They embrace that suffering.
They embrace that.
They feel that the more that they suffer, the more they're going to be rewarded.
Mm-hmm. God loves me because I can bear it. You wouldn't have did it if you didn't know I could take it. Come on, that don't make sense. What type of creator is that?
Yeah, right.
You know, what type of creator is that? I'm going to create you so you can suffer. You know why? Because you're strong. Oxymoron creator.
And didn't he know you? Well, you know what? That's a whole other show.
Yeah,
I'm not
gonna
go there.
We're about to abuse the Lord.
That's that spiritual abuse we're talking about.
That's deep right there. Deep.
So, there are different things that you can do.
Yeah.
I've heard people who have gone through spiritual cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have gone through a cord cutting ceremony.
Yeah.
Some people have gone through therapy.
Yeah.
Some people have just taken it upon themselves to heal themselves from within. And from within, it comes without.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, meditation,
mm-hmm.
divine prayer, spiritual work, altar work, reaching out to your ancestors, reaching out to the gods, the creator, you know, communicating with the sun, you know, just whatever brings you peace and helps you rebuild from within.
It's so sad because the creator has given us everything we need for free to save ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The sun, meditation, you know, trees, grass, love, all this stuff is free.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone meditated for at least 20 minutes a day, there wouldn't be no sick people out here.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we go through challenges is so you will meditate. We wouldn't need any psychiatrists if everyone was meditating. You know, we need to start getting in touch with ourselves. Start touching yourself. I touch myself every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
I you, too.
You do. I'm like, girl, it's my time to tell myself. Get off of me, girl. Okay, your time here, baby. Go ahead and touch. Yeah. But that's just us. That's just us.
All right. So, so silly.
Abuse me. Ouch. I mean, some people like you. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So, what a lot of people want to know about is stop looking at me like that.
Okay.
What a lot of people want to know about is how to love again.
Mm.
You've been through such a traumatic and dramatic situation that you find yourself not being able to know that if you can even open yourself up to love again because you're fearful of having a repeat situation.
There's two things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't love again if you don't love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't love yourself, you can't love anything outside of you. Secondly, you got to forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us still live in the past. He's just like Tyrone. He's going to beat me and cheat on me too.
Mm-hmm.
All men cheat.
Mm-hmm.
You can create an environment to breed cheating by saying you're going to cheat too.
Yeah, you can, like you were saying earlier about if you speak something into existence, if you keep putting it out there, then you're going to attract it to you. So if you keep saying that, oh, all men beat or all men cheat or all men lie, then those are the kind of men that you're going to attract to you.
We're not taught in schools the universal laws, and the law of correspondence is
mm-hmm.
one of the loosely used tools in by everyone
mm-hmm.
because we're not mindful of the words we speak and what you think.
Right.
So if you're always saying they're going to beat, they're going to cheat, the universe says, oh, that's what you want? Okay, we're going to make it so.
Because what a lot of people don't realize is that we are creators. We are gods.
Yeah.
And gods create. And we create especially by the words that we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So if you speak something out there, you're creating that level of reality for yourself.
You know, it's hard for the mundane mind to understand that we were gods before we spiraled into this reality. in order to evolve into stronger gods.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if we all knew that coming into this reality, we would do more godly things because we would know our foundation. A lot of us believe our foundation is when we were spiraled here on earth. Everything we go through is so we can evolve. If you're not going through challenges, you're not going to evolve.
Exactly.
So embrace your challenges. Embrace your challenges. Mm-hmm. Once you embrace your challenge and overcome your challenge, it'll no longer be a challenge anymore, meaning that you will no longer have to face that issue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So look at your problems as challenges, not problems. Problems stick with you. Challenges are like hurdles. Once you overcome the hurdle, you can look back and it's gone, and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people need to change the way they view their reality. That's why meditation is so important. Because when you meditate, when you're not meditating, you're looking at everything out your normal eyes. But when you meditate, you're using your pineal to see a 360 view of your reality. It's as if you're looking above yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, family? So that's a jewel right there. So when you guys are meditating, imagine seeing 360 around yourself in your mind. After you do that, go up even higher and just start visualizing how you want your future to be. Sometimes you can visualize a fool out of your life. Like, you know what? The next 2 months, he gonna get hit by a car. That might be too extreme.
I was going to say, Chris.
What happened to Daddy, Mama? What happened to Daddy?
That might be too extreme. I'm just saying.
I think that was a great tip.
What happened to Daddy, Mama? What happened to Daddy?
Another thing that you said earlier was that you said, you know, you take it one day at a time, or just, you know, you move at a slow pace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important. People who usually are coming out of abusive relationships were in that relationship because they were looking for some extraordinary love.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you leave that relationship, you still have those same feelings where you still want love, you still want, you know, a relationship, you want that closeness, you want that protection and safety. So don't jump back into another relationship.
Yeah.
You know, don't confuse lust and sex for love and tenderness.
Ooh, that's real.
You know, love is something that doesn't happen immediately. I know people say, you know, I met you, I fell in love with you instantly. Lies.
I fell in love with you instantly.
Lies.
It was lustful, though.
It was lustful
I
at
said,
first.
Man, she's so foul.
Exactly.
I wonder how she feels.
See?
Man. And I thought about it so much. It happened. Woo.
Another thing you want to do is know and accept how lovable and loving you are.
Yeah.
A lot of times when you're in an abusive relationship, you forget how loving you are, how lovable you are.
I'm going to give the ladies a jewel.
Please.
I got
do.
So many jewels, ladies. I got so many jewels to help you. A lot of women look.
And men.
And men.
Because men get abused too. It's not just women.
Yeah.
They do.
I know some girls. You know? Mm-hmm. But back to the women. So a lot of women don't know what love is because they've never felt it from a man.
Mm-hmm.
Their fathers wasn't in life. Their mother's boyfriend were abusive. So they don't know what it is to even feel love. They don't even know what the love lane feels like.
Mm-hmm.
So what I always suggest to my clients when they call me, I do consultations, but the consultations don't even be spiritual most of the time. It'd be about love.
Mm-hmm.
But what I always tell them is this. And this is a jewel. Get your pen out. Do something you love. Go out and get your nails done. Get your hair done. Pamper yourself. Go watch a movie. Go shopping. Do something that makes you feel good. And be really mindful of how you feel. That's love.
Mm-hmm.
That's love. That way, if anything comes into your life that doesn't feel like that, that ain't love. That ain't the love you're looking for. You know what I'm saying, ladies? So in order for you to really know what love is, you're going to have to love yourself. Titillate yourself. Once you titillate yourself, when someone tries to titillate you, you know how you like to be titillated. You know what I mean? So Start loving yourself more, putting yourself first. It's okay to be selfish.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, and that was something that I was going to go in on, is that you want to court yourself.
Ooh.
Take yourself out. Date yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Treat yourself the way that you desire to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And like Chris said, pamper yourself. Go out to eat by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a movie by yourself. Get to know you. Because most abused people never took the time to love themselves, to get to know themselves. They're so caught up in pleasing the other person that they don't know how to please themselves. They don't know what pleases them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take it another level deeper. Know yourself. Know your body. Learn what you like, what feels good, how you want to be touched, how you want to be caressed. You know, do these kind of things so that when you do move into another relationship, you can tell that person, this is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
I like it done like this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be treated like that.
Tell me. This is. This is.
And if they do something you don't like, speak up. Say it. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Don't do that. I'm not that type of girl. I'm not that kind of dude.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think too many dudes say that.
I don't like that. I ain't doing that.
You know,
that's nasty. I'll say it.
Another thing you can do is leave yourself love notes. You know, just like little love messages. You know, tell yourself, you know, you look good today. You know, you smell wonderful. You know, I love your laugh. You know, just things that you want to hear someone else say to you.
Mm-hmm.
So then that way, when you find yourself.
Yeah, so the spirit doesn't love Nikki.
All right. Sorry about that, fam. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk today.
What I want the family to realize is this.
Mm-hmm.
Abuse is a frequency just like love is a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And when you immerse yourself in the frequency of abuse, that's all you'll attract. So by loving yourself, going out by yourself, you're going to be on the frequency of love, and you're going to attract someone that's also on the frequency of love. A lot of women, when they go out to date men, and men too, they're on the frequency of abuse or a poverty frequency. It's not all about money, but they're on poverty frequency, and they can only pick up or attract those who are on that same frequency. Like, I can go in a bar and just raise my hands up and say, no, and I'll attract a bunch of winners. This is how I roll. Because I'm a winner. That's kind of like how winners all, you never see like 8 winners and 1 loser.
No.
You always see a bunch of winners and you always see a bunch of losers. So I say all that to say, if you're in an abusive relationship, go out and find people that aren't in abusive relationships and mimic what they're doing. Just being around them is going to up your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Just being around me and Divine Queen is going to up your love life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got a lot of years in the game here.
You know, develop good friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Now, make sure you have friends who care about your well-being, that are going to check in on you, that are going to tell you the truth, even if it hurts your feelings.
You know, good.
Those
girl.
Are good friends.
You know, good. Girl.
Make a list of things that you like about yourself, not things that you want to work on, not things you want to change about yourself, not things that you can improve on or do better, things that you genuinely love or like about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, the point that I'm getting at here, fam, is that to love again, you have to learn to love yourself first. You can't love anyone else if you don't love yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, treat yourself like a queen or a king. When you put that energy out there, other people will pick up on it and they will treat you the same way. But if you treat yourself like you're less than, if you treat yourself like you're not deserving, then the people who feed off of that will deliver.
You know, the best way to overcome something is doing something you're not comfortable with. Now, a lot of people say that, oh, I'm not strong. Well, you're not. or will I have a problem voicing my opinions? You will. I can't stand up. You won't.
Mm-hmm.
Starts, even if you don't feel as if you can, don't speak it. Speak the opposite of how you feel until that brainwashes how you feel. Start doing that. If you're listening to this show in the future, because there are a lot of people that may be getting abused that can't listen loud because the abuser's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what day, time, year this is that you're listening to this. Know that you're stronger than you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in an abusive relationship, don't wait tomorrow. Right now. Take out the trash and don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Don't come back.
Put your belongings in the trash and be like, I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
And walk down the street with that trash bag.
Mm-hmm.
Get that Uber.
Or make some spaghetti with a bunch of laxatives. And when they're in there releasing the Kraken, you get the Kraken.
Chris and Lighten, the Revenger.
Hey. Sometimes you gotta fight fire with poop.
So one of the things that I would strongly urge is talking to a therapist, a relationship coach, someone that can help you heal emotionally, mentally, and physically.
That's real.
You know, but one of the things that you can do for yourself, and this is something that a therapist will also have you do, is evaluate your patterns.
Mm.
Why do you pick the same people? Mm. What is it that you saw in the last few relationships that were unsuccessful? What was the same pattern? Did they all have the same type of swag? Did they all do the same type of, you know, did you meet them in the same type of environment? You know, what was the pattern there? And change that. Do the opposite.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
You know, learn what your deal breakers are.
Right.
And stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Too many times we'll say, I don't want someone that's doing this. But then you meet that person, you go, well, I can change him.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't that bad. I can work with it. That's not a problem. I'll see it through.
That's real.
He loves me. He'll change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stick with your deal breakers. If you don't want someone that's lying to you, let them know in the very beginning of the relationship. Hey, boo, before this goes anywhere, I'm going to let you know now. I don't do lies.
That's real.
I don't do lies. And if you lie to me, I'm out. And mean it.
Yeah, leave.
Leave. Let them know. Because if you let someone, if you tell someone sternly, I don't do this, and they do it, and you accept it.
No means yes.
You can open up the door for them to do it repeatedly. And the last thing that I want to say is stop being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
To love is to be vulnerable, and you have to be vulnerable to love. So you want to get out there, you know. But when I say get out there, I don't mean clubs. I don't mean the bars. You know, do something. Find a hobby.
Yeah.
Exercise. You know what? This is probably something for women. You can speak on men. But when a woman gets out of a relationship, one of the first things that they do is, I'm about to get my body back.
I know. That's real.
I'm about to work out. I'm about to join this Zumba class. I'm going to find me somebody that's going to love this. You know, and why do you do that? Because you love yourself.
Makes you feel
it
good.
It makes you feel good. You know, so do things that, you know, attract you. You know, go to art galleries. Go to the paint and sip things. I want to go to a, speaking of, I want to go to a paint and sip class.
When you going to set it up? I told you. Set it up.
Gosh.
Set that up. I've been wanting to do that for real.
Me too.
Because I'm a great painter. I'm a great sipper. I'm a great everything. It's just so sad. I'm so good at everything. Sheesh.
I want to paint and sip, though, for real.
Please
but yes,
man. And we can sip each other.
Shut up. But I'm a real fan.
I'm real.
Do something that's going to get you out there. Because a lot of times when you get out of these abusive relationships, You hide in your apartment. You hide in yourself. Mm-hmm. And you're afraid to let people in because you're afraid to be vulnerable. You're afraid to, you know, let people love you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't live like that. You know, it's in our nature to be loving.
That's real.
We're supposed to be loving beings. If you're not loving, you're not living. If you're not living, you're not loving.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I gotta say about that.
That's real. I can't say nothing else about that. That was deep. I about to say something funny, but I don't want to take away the depths. From the depths of the seas.
That's so silly. All right. So I think we shared enough, you know, tips and jewels. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
You know what, fam? I don't.
Okay.
You know, I do, but it's like, you know, I'm a warrior, buddy. And sometimes, but, you know, when I was younger, I was, you know, bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason I'm like I am today, because I was like, you know what? When I was 15, I got beat up so bad, my mom had to take me to a police station. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get like this no more. So I got jumped by 3 grown men.
Mm-hmm.
I held my own, but I didn't look good afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get knocked out. But I say all that to say, tomorrow's another day.
Exactly.
If you have breath in your lungs, if you can take a deep breath in, you can breathe out all the trauma and drama that's been in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There comes a time where no matter what no one else says, you're going to have to find it within yourself to say, you know what, I'm fed up.
Mm-hmm.
And until you get fed up, you're going to continue to get beat. And that's just it. There's no one you can talk to. There's no one that's going to convince you. You're going to have to find it within yourself to say, I've had enough. And hold yourself to that. You know, all this soft stuff, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. It's not going to work. I'm not going to lie to you, family. You got to love yourself enough to be like, you know what? I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
You got to.
And if you ain't doing nothing and you can't leave, hurt them. I know it ain't right. It ain't right. But somebody got to say it.
Mm.
If someone's beating you, what are you going to do, Nikki? Divine Queen? What are you going to do, Divine Queen? Tell them what you do.
This isn't a show about what
I'm just saying. You got to be real because people need to hear that.
Nah, seriously, if me personally, just the person that I am, if I'm getting hurt, I'm hurting back.
That's it.
I mean, that's just
who we are.
You
want to call somebody, listen to somebody.
But at the same time, I've never been abused. So it's easy to say, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that. You know, speaking from someone who's been abused, it's hard, because they're usually not the type of person that would fight back anyway.
And some men are like that. Everyone has the fight or flight. I
mm-hmm.
know that through martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I beat that out of my students. It sounds harsh,
mm-hmm.
but I hit them enough to say, you see, you're still living. You feel that? Now hit me back like I hit you. It hurt. Hit me back.
Mm-hmm.
You got to, young men, you got to not beat the timidness out of them, but you got to get it out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll be timid if they get into a street fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I teach my students to be strong. I teach them to know when to be soft and when to be men. And I talk to them, I joke with them, but when it's time to spar, I teach them to be men.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to put a bruise on them every time they're in class, so when they get on the street, they ain't going to be worried about getting bruised. They used to that.
Yeah.
You know, but that works for men.
Mm-hmm.
I don't teach a lot of young women because I don't like to...
I do think that women need to learn some sort of self-defense
yeah.
or something like that, though, so that if they ever do find themselves in that situation, they can do a move and get on.
Exactly. If you're in the Cincinnati area, you got a daughter, you know, holler at me. You know, I'll let you know how much I charge, and we can make it pop in 6 months. My daughter was never bullied.
Mm-mm.
You know, she was a fighter because her daddy liked that. I don't even think she ever had a fight with a woman. So, I'm just saying. There ain't no spiritual punks here.
Well, on that note.
Peace and love.
We are over our time limit, but it was well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will that, you know, some people got some jewels out of this. And
yeah.
they learn some things and they will apply them if it's needed.
You know what? Well, before we go, my mother always told me, I'm not raising no punk. Not saying that being a punk is okay or bad, but when I was faced with adversity, I would hear her in the back of my mind telling me, I'm not going to raise no punk. And that gave me strength when she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody listening had a fight and their mama was watching. But when your mama watching, you get tough. Because you know your mama going to talk about you. You know, mama watched me fight. She's like, you got to learn how to fight. So you got to take some martial arts or something. And I've been a spiritual bunny ever since. Warrior bunny, I mean.
Well, fam, we will be out of town this weekend.
Tell
we are going to see our spiritual masters, Dr. Mitchell Gibson. Master Mitchell Gibson and Ashara Gibson. We are going to the ATL, shawty, to see our spiritual parents do a seminar on high angel magic.
Mm.
So we are going to get enlightened.
Facts.
So we will be back Monday. However, I'm not sure if we're going to be doing a show Monday or not because we're doing some other things later. We're going to the Serpent Mound.
We probably won't be doing a show because we're going to be going to the Serpent Mound.
Yeah.
I might be out there all night.
We're not getting in until early Monday morning anyway, so it's going to be kind of a stretch for a day. So when we do come back, not sure what we're talking about yet, but if you want to send us some suggestions or if you have any questions or comments, feel free to hit us up on our Facebook page, Twin Flame Radio. You can also find me on Facebook. I am the Divine Queen, and you are?
You can reach me under Daddy at Facebook. No, I'm just joking. I'm Chris Enlighten, just like it sounds, with a C.
Mm-hmm.
The word Enlighten. If you don't know it, look it up, Google. I can be reached at. I'm about to get my phone number. You can email me at thechrisenlighten@gmail.com. My website is theenlightenedjourney.com. And you can go out to Amazon and pick up my books, The Enlightened Taught and Poverty Consciousness at Amazon, or Barnes & Noble, the best-selling author, I may say. And you can reach me in the ethers when you meditate.
Nah.
Just reach out to me, and I'll be there to hold you and make your feet dangle.
Anyway. I can also be emailed at IamDivineQueen@gmail.com. And Facebook, I have a page, I Am Divine. Also, website address, IamDivineQueen.com. I can't talk today. I can't.
And hey, for the fellas, don't be reached out to my queen in the ethers, okay? Because I'll be there.
To dangle you.
By your feet.
All right, fam, we out. We've had such a long outro.
How we laugh on a view show?
I don't know.
You the reason.
No, you are.
You are.
Don't get me.
Help me. Help me, mama. Help me.
Shut up. All right, fam, we about to close it out. I want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in tonight. I still can't talk. And not sure if we'll see you next Monday, but we will definitely see you the following Monday. This is Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Mike Turner.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love.
Peace. Eat a cake. Peace.